It's time for the Prescott Coaches Show on KDWA AM 1460 and FM 97.7. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. Here's today's Prescott Coaches Show. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great baseball day here in the Tri-County area. It's going to be a lot of fun, obviously, coming up at 2 o'clock. Prescott and Hastings right here on KDWA, a game we've been anticipating for quite some time, well over 20 years. It's going to be great. I know the teams have met up in Legion before, but to get back on the varsity schedule, at least for the next 2 years anyway, hopefully longer, it would be fantastic. And, of course, coming up here on Saturday, it's Hastings and Prescott. But before we even get to that, we're going to have a whole segment on that. Coach Ryan and I, since I've gotten back into sports, our schedules have overlapped a bit differently here in the spring, so we haven't gotten to talk as much as we would like, no, but we're going to make up for lost time here on the Coach's Show. And first of all, buddy, it's nice to be back with you doing this again, and second of all, thanks for joining me. And third, how much fun has this been for you this year?
Well, first of all, it's always fun to talk with you. I've always enjoyed our commiserations, so I'm glad we're able to have this time. The kids are really, really playing well. We're playing good defense. We're putting the ball in play, pitching well, and I think we're getting better and better each game. There still are some things, and I think the players recognize that there's always things we can improve on. But we're off to a good start. The players are really playing well, and they should be very proud of themselves.
Jeff and I are talking on Friday night, literally after the game on Friday, and I'm going to work my way back through the week if I can, Jeff, before we flash forward to what's going to happen on Saturday. But we'll start with Friday night and just the victory after you beat them earlier on in the week to sweep the season series. In a Middle Border Conference series, you get a sweep, you're as happy as can be. It doesn't matter the team, especially this year. And to get the sweep and to do it with a no-hitter combined, but with both Ian Leisk and the great start, too, from your left-hander and Colin Hooper, man, what a great way to kind of cap off that season series.
Yeah, every I'm sure every coach would say this, every conference game is important. And the Middle Border Conference is a very, very good conference. It seems like every team has at least one good arm, and in the game of baseball, it doesn't matter what the records are a lot of times because there's so many intangibles when it comes to the great game of baseball that on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. But on Friday, Andy threw a sophomore who threw really well earlier on this year, about a week and a half ago. He beat Baldwin Woodville, and Baldwin Woodville's 10-2. They're tied for first in the conference. He gave Baldwin Woodville their only loss, and we knew that we were going to have a work cut out for us, and it was a 1-0 game heading into the bottom of the fifth, and we only had one hit off of them. So their young man threw very, very well, too. It was a dogfight. We were fortunate enough to scratch a couple runs across in the fifth, and then a couple more in the sixth to give us some breathing room. But it was 6-0. Again, it was a win, but it was a tough win, and the kids found a way to score some runs. And we're right where we want to be when it comes to conference standings.
I'm going to start with your pitchers in this game because you had the combo of both Leisk and Hooper go for the no-hitter, and you and I both know, and we were just talking even off the air, that this time of the year you get games stacked up, you got kids that are hitting innings limits, things like that, where you as a coach have to be selective. And the kids understand that, even in a no-hit situation where you have to yield to one of your buddies and to have them come in and just clean up shop and do exactly what the first guy did, that's special. I mean, I was so happy when you sent me the text of the no-hitter because it's a combined deal, it's a team win, and that's just awesome for the guys.
Yeah, Colin Hooper threw really well, 5 2/3. He struck out 14. He struck out the first 9 hitters he faced, so that was pretty impressive. I've never seen that in the 35 years I've been coaching baseball. He had some control problems in the third or the fourth inning, but we were able to go to Ian Leisk, and Ian Leisk came in and threw an inning in the third and did a nice job. And another person who just had a great, great game was our catcher, Brody Timbers, the sophomore, just played superbly, blocking, just really, really impressive for a kid who's got at the varsity level for the first time ever. And as a sophomore, you get pretty excited when you know that you got a couple more years with a guy like that to be able to do some catching for you. But he had a great, great game, and I'm sure that Ian and Cullen would both be the first ones to say that we perhaps owe him, owe Brody a 6-0 sub for the job that he did behind the plate. But our pitchers have been throwing really, really well. Team ERA is well below 3, we're playing good defense. And when you play two facets of the game, whether it be defense and pitching, usually if you're 2 out of 3, you're going to be successful. So we've been lucky where we've been 2 for 3 10 times this year, and we're hoping that it continues.
You always say, you know, you got to play the game of catch the right way first, right? You know, and that kind of, you use the gloves, get out there, field the ball. That's going to win you a whole lot of games, and I know you've prided yourself on having teams that do that. And that was kind of what we had Tuesday, too. You get a shutout win on the road, the first of two during the week, that schedule the way it is now, you bounce right back. And to have that game to open the week, A, it had to give the guys a little confidence for later in the week, but B, to have a great win like they did to start the week, that was just huge for the boys.
Yeah, again, you cannot underestimate the importance of being able to play catch. And again, anybody who coaches baseball knows, you know, that sounds kind of simple, but those who have played the game and have coached the game know that if you play catch well, usually it translates into success. And we, you know, our infield play has just been fantastic. Will Rowe has been just great at third base. Mason Schumer has been fantastic at short. Barrett Temmer's been great. Our first baseman play, Colin Rupert, Max Monteith. Our infield play has just been outstanding. And again, you can't strike everybody out. Teams are going to put the ball in play. And if they do, of course, you got to catch the ball and throw the ball. And the kids have been doing a really, 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 really good job of doing that. And, you know, being competitive each and every time out is usually dependent on pitching and defense. And we've been able to do that. So we're hoping that continues for the duration of the year.
The other game I want to mention, Coach, from the first half was the win against Altoona back on the 25th. The game at home earlier in the week, they got us over there, and we wanted it so bad on Thursday when we played them later on in the week, and our guys came out and just took care of business. How nice was that to just do that? You know, like I said, answer. Like, we always want to see how our kids react to certain situations. Losing that game, they didn't like that at all, and it left a bad taste in their mouth. And to do it again, and this time turn the tides and then some, that had to have been cool, too, for the entire team.
Yeah, I was really proud of the guys. You know, the kids worked really hard the 2 days or the day after we lost to Altoona. Altoona's got a good club. They're 10-2 right now as well. They're tied with us in the conference standings, but they got a really, really good team. And they've got a couple kids, one kid in particular that throws upper 80s, 90 miles an hour. And his name is Cameron St. John. He'll play someplace, and he's only a junior. But I thought our kids really, really were well prepared. And anytime you're facing a kid who's throwing, you know, that kind of velocity, it's tough. It's challenging. And we had some kids really have some good at-bats and hit the ball hard against a very good pitcher. We scored 9 runs, 7 of them against him, and the kids are really fired up about that win. So it puts us right in the thick of the conference race. We've got a huge week coming up next week. We've got 5 games, 2 of them against Baldwin Woodville, and we're hoping that you know, we can continue to play as well as we've been playing recently, and hopefully have a shot.
You and I talking at 10-3 right now. In this group of kids, you know, last year we lost a lot of close games, and you knew that the guys that were coming back this year would have a good opportunity to make a leap, and they've been able to do it so far, Coach. And I'm going to ask you this, after 35 years of baseball, how much younger does this team make you feel right now the way they're playing?
Well, last year was tough. I mean, it was a tough year. We had a lot of inexperienced kids that were got their first taste of varsity baseball. And, you know, that's never easy. Some of these guys, a few of them have been playing varsity for 3-4 years, but that sophomore year, you know, having that 1 year of varsity underneath your belt, I think makes a big difference. And I think, you know, you mature as a baseball player, you mature between the ears. And I think that's one of the things that has happened is the players or the guys have matured when it comes to baseball sense. And, you know, their work ethic has been really, really good. The attitudes have been fantastic. Again, when you have still, for all intents and purposes, still a pretty young team. I mean, we've got, we start 5 or 6 juniors, and we had a couple sophomores that also play. So we're still a young team that also has some experience. So it's fun to see players improve, see them get better, and see it pay off. And, you know, it's always exciting to see the smiles on the faces after a win. And I think the kids know it's a lot more fun to win. And if you are doing the things that you're supposed to do when it comes to defense, offense, playing the game the right way, playing with professionalism, treating your opponents well, it usually translates into success. And that's what's happened for the boys. And they should be really proud of the year that they're having.
Before we take our break and come back and talk about all the fun for Saturday and all the big games coming up next week, I've joked around the studio here that the reason you've been, quote, ignoring me has been the fact that you knew I was going to corner you and tell your Hall of Fame face that I needed to talk to you about your 400th win. And, of course, you don't like to talk about yourself, but guess what? I got you on the horn now. And I can ask you about it. And I love tooting your horn. I think that's part of my job here is to make sure people know how good my baseball coach is. So you got your 400th win out of the way the first game of the year. How special was that to do that too with this team that's been so fun this year?
Well, it was really special. Like I tell everybody, I said, you win 400 games. You can win 400 games when you've coached for 70 years. So, I'm proud of that. I mean, you know, I've been coaching for a long time, and I've been very, very fortunate to have unbelievably loyal assistant coaches in Dwayne Miller and Brad Matzik, both of them who've been coaching with me for more than 2 decades. And you don't have that. I mean, that just doesn't happen. You don't have assistant coaches that stay around as long as they have. And, I consider myself extremely lucky to have had the opportunity to work with both those guys. And those guys have just been so loyal and been so fantastic. They have just been wonderful in all the years I've been coaching. And of course, I've been very lucky to have the opportunity to put a lot of pretty good names in that lineup card. You know, I kind of hesitate to start mentioning names of players, because if you start mentioning names of players, then you're worried you'll forget somebody and somebody might be disappointed. But man, we've had a lot of good players come out of Prescott. And it's pretty easy a lot of times to win baseball games when you have some of the talented players that we've had come out of Prescott. And I'm just very, very fortunate, lucky that I've been the person who's been able to have the opportunity to coach those guys and coach with my assistants. So I've had an enormous amount of help, and and also an understanding life. I mean, you cannot do this anymore unless you have a supportive wife, a supportive spouse. And I would argue she's probably more intense than I am when it comes to the game of baseball.
Oh, yes. But, yeah.
And she's very competitive, and she does a lot of things behind the scenes and for the baseball program. And I'm just very, very fortunate to have someone who is enthusiastic about the game of baseball and enthusiastic about me coaching it. So, again, there's a lot of people I have to thank, and I could probably spend 5 hours talking about everybody that has helped me along the way.
And thank you, Coach.
I consider myself very fortunate.
I'm just so thankful to be even in the backseat for a couple of these games over the years. It's been so much fun, and we're going to have more fun coming up on Saturday. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Hastings Prescott, you know this guy who's talking. Can't wait, because I've been looking forward to this my whole broadcast career, and it's going to finally happen on Saturday. We'll talk about that when we come back on KDWA.
It's back for 2 days only. Patak's IGA Legendary Meat Sale. Come in May 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for two semis of premium beef, pork, and chicken, as well as over 80 varieties of their own homemade 141 award-winning products available. Meats from Patak's featured on Twin Cities Live for their award-winning brats. The big boxes can try to beat the prices at Patak's IGA, but they will never beat their meats. Don't miss the two-day meat sale May 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Patak's IGA.
Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love at Philander's Grill of Prescott.
We're back with Coach Jeff Ryan, kind enough to join us here on what's going to be a busy weekend. The Cardinals coming off a couple of great wins against the Amory Warriors, putting them in a great position as we get into the second half of the season. Some big games coming up, and we're going to talk about those in the conference and whatnot. Baldwin coming up, we know. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But like I said, Coach, to me personally, this Saturday game means a lot to me, because two programs that have meant so much to me over the years, whether it's as a player, as a broadcaster, as a coach, as a fan. I mean, all of them are covered. And I've been around Hastings and Prescott enough that, and I've told people and joked with them for years, even you could poke me in one arm, it's going to come out blue and gold. You poke me in the other one, you know it's going to come out Cardinal red and black too. And that's just the way it is. And I respect each program so much. And I think, like I said, tomorrow we're going to need a seatbelt for me in the press box on Saturday, because this is going to be great. What do you remember, Jeff? You said you've coached for 35 years. We know that's baloney, because you'd only be a 10-year-old coach when Hastings last played Prescott. But do you remember anything with Coach Block about this rivalry that you can tell fans?
Well, I remember one of the greatest games that when I was assistant coach and I was ever a part of was back in 1994. We actually played at Midway Stadium.
No way.
Yeah, I think we did. And I'm not positive. I'm sure there'll be somebody, maybe Coach Loudon or someone who was involved in this will remember. Was it the 94 season, the year that head coach Steve Block, you know, took the team to the state tournament to win a state championship? And I think the final score was something like 15-14 or 14-13. It was something. It was a night game. It was an unbelievable game. I remember that game extremely well. It was in May, and it was just back and forth. Very, very intense, intense contest between the two teams, and Hastings was able to win in the end. But I think it was a 14-13 game, and I remember it just being there were so many twists and turns, and one team had the lead and the other team had the lead. It was just an incredible game, and Hastings won. But it was a great that's the one game I remember between Prescott and Hastings when we went back in 1994. We played other games before, but that's the one that really sticks out.
It's such an awesome story, and I hope that maybe Coach Block shows up at the game, because if he does, I'd love to pick his brain during the innings too about some of that fun stuff, because I remember, you know, even as a 99 grad, the games, and Coach Johnson still, you know, laughs at me because he hit one on top of the bus garage. You probably remember that too in my junior year, and that was probably the longest home run I've ever given up against Prescott or anybody else for that matter still to this day. But those were the fun days, and a lot of times after those games we'd go hang out with each other. I mean, on both sides of the river, that's what we did. I mean, we got along, which was great, and I hope that's really what ends up happening here too, is, you know, like you said, you know, having guys with both colored jerseys yesterday over, you know, at one of the restaurants, and you can just sense the community and the whole thing. Now Saturday we get a chance to welcome Hastings into your beautiful beautiful ballpark. Nobody's really been able to experience it at the varsity level. Maybe in the lower ranks somewhere down the line they might have played there. But, man, to be able to do this on a Saturday afternoon, kind of a college atmosphere, the whole thing, Coach, what's this going to be like?
Yeah, you know, and having the opportunity to play Hastings, I think, is a great thing, too. And we know that not just 1999, that Hastings, you know, even before then, and for a long time, Hastings has had a tremendous baseball tradition. And any time that we have the opportunity to play Hastings, of course, we look at it as a good thing for us because it gives us an opportunity to see if we can measure up, if we can compete against those larger schools. So we view this as an incredible opportunity to play a team and a program like Hastings. And, you know, like I told you, we'll do the best we can. One of the things you always try to do with your non-conference schedule is you want to try to play as good a teams as you possibly can. And having Hastings on our schedule certainly is all of that and more. So we're really happy that the Raiders are coming over, and we'll do our best to compete. It should be a great atmosphere. The rain should be gone by the time the game begins, and we'll have Firehall Field in tip-top shape. So it should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great time, and just to renew the rivalry and everything, it'll be great. But like you said, too, it's kind of a test for one another. Both teams towards the top of their respective conferences. Both teams play in top conferences in their respective class and area, Coach. This really is going to have maybe a playoff feel to it without having that playoff pressure, just having two top teams from the area go at it. This might pay dividends once you get into regional or sectional time.
Well, again, that's why for us, we play the non-conference schedule that we play. Like I said, you play River Falls, you play Hudson, you play Hastings, you play those bigger schools because it only makes you better. I know that there are different coaches, other coaches, that will basically say the non-conference schedule is one to get as many people playing time as possible. You want to, you know, try to... You want to try to inflate those averages or try to run up wins in the win column by scheduling games that you think you have a better than average chance to win. That doesn't do any good, especially when it comes to the second season, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, playing a team like Hastings of that caliber will only make us better, and I think the players know that. You know, again, it's just a different philosophy. It's certainly one of the philosophies, one of the attitudes that I learned from Coach Block, coaching with him for 9 years. You know, and that, you know, I feel kind of remiss there. I was talking about, you know, the success that we've had over the years. There's no way you can mention Prescott baseball and success without mentioning Steve Block. I mean, he's the one who basically put Prescott High School baseball on the map, and I was just fortunate to be a part of that. There isn't a day on the diamond that goes by, Nick, that I don't think about all the stuff that Coach Block did for me when I was his assistant for 9 years, and he continues to do for me in his retirement, so to speak. So again, you know, I know that he, Coach Block, and Coach Loudon were good friends. They knew each other very well, but boy, I know they both wanted to beat each other. they wanted to beat each other when they met on the diamond. So, but you know, I always enjoyed Coach Loudon. He had great sense of humor, very funny, funny man, and very nice man, and a fierce competitor. So, again, I'm just happy about the rekindling of this matchup, like you said, and hopefully it'll be something that will continue in the future.
Coach Loudon was very spry with his opening pitch, his first pitch when we honored the 99 team on Friday. He still got that little deuce. I know Danny Welch even told him, Loudy, I want to take it deep one time. If you're going to throw out the first pitch, at least let me take it deep one more time. And that was maybe one of the best laughs of the day, but hopefully Loudy's over there too. Again, oh, it would be so fun to stand between Coach Block and Coach Loudon. And even for 5 minutes, it would be wonderful. But anyway,
sure.
You know, I you know, I've worked with you for 20 plus years. You know me to be a goofball. I know you to be Mr. Serious a lot of times. You know I like to make you laugh and do things like that. Well, earlier on in the week, I'm pretty sure you saw Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, and your goofy radio guy decided to, after we got nearly no hit by Hill Murray 3-0 the other day, I decided to take a page out of the Twins book, and I went to Duff's Meats 2, one of our Hastings sponsors, right? And I bought them a Rally Raider sausage, right? Like the Twins are doing, right? They keep winning games. It's like, hey, it's working for them. So I got to think of something to rally our guys after a miserable day, right? So I go get the sausage. We come out and, you know, we took care of North St. Paul and everything. And then, of course, Friday, we do it again. That sausage is still in Johnny Teglin, our catcher's bag. So I want to warn you, if you smell anything coming from the Raider dugout, it's probably the sausage. But Coach Stoffel even challenged you in his interview yesterday saying, hey, If Coach Ryan really wants to have fun with this, he can go to Pataks and get one of their summer sausage, put it on their bat rack, and we might just have a battle of the Rally sausages on Saturday. What do you think?
Okay, I'll think about it. Now, you got to give me a little bit more information. Just a run-of-the-mill garden variety sausage.
Over here it had to have the Duff's Meats 2, stamp on it.
Like a summer sausage with a casing on it.
Summer sausage with the brown thing around it. Yeah, like like we take deer hunting or fishing or whatever. You know what I mean? But it's got, you got to make sure it's the Pataks brand, because it won't work for you otherwise. I mean, again, thinking of the goaltender, the weird lefty in me that's all superstitious. I had to do it all right. So I'm making sure that tomorrow, if we're going to have another 14-13 game that's just wild and fun for everybody, you better go get that sausage so we can put a bunch of runs on the board. Otherwise, okay, maybe you could take a brat. Okay. You can put a brat.
Well, first of all, you can't say that and then make kind of a pseudo challenge and, you know, I have to do it now.
Yeah,
and that's why you brought it up. Why you brought it up. So, you know, now I have to do it.
Well, you're going to talk to Coach Stoffel here in a little bit before the game. So you guys can hammer out the deal and you can say, all right, Tuck first gave me my phone number. That was the first mistake. And second of all, you guys are going to be talking about sausage for 2.5 hours. I'm going to say thank you on that thought. And I hope you have fun. And I can't wait to see you on Saturday, buddy. It's going to be great. I can't wait to have a bratwurst, say hi to Julie. I just can't wait to be there again, man. It's been too long. 2 years is too long, and I can't wait to be back at the yard again. And thank you, buddy, for everything you do for me on a day-to-day basis, even when we're not necessarily talking every day. I just want to say thanks, buddy, and I appreciate you, and I can't wait for the big game.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's one thing you got to do then. You know, I'm going to give you a Prescott hat, so what you're going to have to do is each inning you're going to have to switch hats.
Oh.
If you got a Hastings hat, you wear the first inning, you're gonna wear a Prescott hat, and the second inning, you gotta wear a Hastings hat. You go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, I'll do that. You know, I'll do that. I'm gonna get looks from the blue and gold guys, but that's okay.
Okay. I have a Prescott hat waiting for you. So
I need a new one anyway. That's neither here nor
there. I have one waiting for you. So.
Well, thanks, pal. I'll see you at the ballpark. Good luck. It's gonna be a fun day, and I'll see you out at the yard.
All right, all the best.
All right, Coach Jeff Ryan, he'll be on the field with his Cardinals at 10-3, taking on the Hastings Raiders at 7-4. It's going to be a great game between two awesome baseball teams. Well coached, it's going to be wonderful. And I want to thank Pataks and also Philander's Grill for putting the show on the air each and every week. We couldn't do it without you. And thanks to all you out there listening. Come on out to the yard, folks, 2 o'clock. It's going to be fun. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, everyone.
It's back for 2 days only. Pataks IGA Legendary Meat Sale. Come in May 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for 2 semis of premium beef, pork, and chicken, as well as over 80 varieties of their own homemade 141 award-winning products available. Meats from Pataks featured on Twin Cities Live for their award-winning brats. The big boxes can try to beat the prices at Pataks IGA, but they will never beat their meats. Don't miss the 2-day meat sale May 8th and 9th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Pataks IGA.
Be sure to stop by Philander's Grill in Prescott, your go-to spot for unbeatable flavors and great times. Dive into our award-winning wings, savor our mouth-watering burgers, and join the excitement of Green Bay Packer football parties. A cherished gem on the east side of the Twin Cities Metro, Philander's is where families come together. We proudly support Prescott area sports as devoted sponsors. Craving convenience? Order online now at philandersgrill.com. Taste the local love. love at Philander's Grill of Prescott. And that concludes today's Prescott Coaches Show on Kitty WA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and KittyWA.com. Today's show brought to you by Patak's IGA and Philander's Grill. We'll see you back here next week at 12:05 p.m. for the next Prescott Coaches Show.